Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin' American prison turkey pie. Let's get down, let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew, I'm your host, and I am ready to rock, so let's cut right into it, because today, we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Today, I will be discussing the food that is served to the 2.2 million inmates incarcerated in American prisons because it's definitely not delicious, and it's definitely not fit for human consumption. So, pass the beer nuts, Hillary Norman Peterson, and let's get right into today's not so tasty episode. Food quality in prison, or more accurately, a complete lack of food quality, has a direct and damaging effect on inmate behavior, because if the prison food is truthfully not so horrible, then the inmates truthfully act not so horribly. Now, if the prison food is bad, then the inmates act bad. And if the prison food is incredibly bad, well, then the inmates act incredibly bad. And if the prison food is actually meant for animals, well, then you get the point. The inmates actually act like animals. So Wonder Twin Powers activate. Form of a now rabid cheetah dying from untreated botulism in prison. Form of drinkable water for the inmates filled with the potentially deadly Legionella bacteria. If the purpose of prison, and therefore prison food, is edible punishment and edible torture, then mission accomplished, because prison food is definitely edible punishment, and it is definitely edible torture. It's, in five words, not fit for human consumption. However, the goal of prison, and therefore prison food, should be inmate rehabilitation. Now, that being the actual case, then the American penal system is failing, and miserably. The food the American penal system serves to the 2.2 million inmates incarcerated in American prisons is so incredibly bad. How incredibly bad is it? It's so incredibly bad. It's killing the inmates. Huh? What? Yep. Just like the food served to the inmates at the Black Flag Roach Hotel, where roaches check in, but they don't check out. The food served to the 2.2 million inmates incarcerated in the American penal system is so incredibly bad. I only require five words to describe it, and they are cruel and unusual edible punishment. Cruel and unusual edible punishment is a phrase in common law describing punishment that is considered totally unacceptable due to the extreme pain, suffering, and humiliation it inflicts on the person or people subjected to the sanction. It's a constitutional crime. And it's barbaric, as in Genghis Khan, not Conan. And it is never, ever okay. And it should be punishable by death to serve items like prison turkey to sewer rats, let alone people. How can I best describe this? Chlamydia is not a vegetable, but it sure does sound like one. Say, Gil, have you tried the mashed chlamydia? It's surprisingly tasty. Oh, Jim, it's better than tasty. It's downright infectious. The food in American prisons is at best dog food or cat food, and depending on the day, or depending on the meal, it could be dog or it could be cat. Seriously, just Google the ingredients for prison turkey. I guarantee you'll start purring like a cat. Huh? What's that? Oh, we're live? Oh, and we're back. I'm Morris Cocktosin for Channel 15 News, and I'm here live with Warden Food Poisoning. Warden, it's Thanksgiving, so what is the prison serving today? Well, Morris, it's Thanksgiving, so it's Turkey Day. Gobble, gobble. And prison turkey is the best, and luck be a lady, we're serving it right meow. Warden, did you say you're serving prison turkey right now, or did you say meow? Morris, don't be ridiculous. I clearly said meow. Wow, you did. You really said meow. So, Warden, is this prison serving the inmates cat food on Thanksgiving? Of course not. Din din, Morris. The food, or let me rephrase this another way, the cat food that the American penal system knowingly feeds to the 2.2 million inmates incarcerated in the American penal system poses a substantial and imminent threat to a significant number of human beings, like 2.2 million of them, and almost all of them get highly, unusually sick, and then they eventually die a very painful death from eating culinary question marks like prison turkey. Ooh, ooh. Huh? What's that? Oh, we're live again? Hi, this is Morris Cocktosin for Channel 15 News, and I'm live from the prison with Warden Food Poisoning. So, Warden, why didn't the American prison turkey cross the road? Give up? Because soybean isolate has no legs, and ice cream has no backbone. Ooh, ooh. Recently, a study from the American Journal of Public Health found that prison inmates are 7 times more likely to suffer from a food-related illness than people who are not incarcerated. Huh? What? Yep. Ooh, ooh. 7 times more likely. So now you got to ask yourself, what exactly is the American penal system feeding to the inmates? Because it doesn't seem like people food. As far as the American penal system is concerned, feeding someone cat food, din din, Morris, is just part of the prison experience. So, welcome to prison, inmate number 78965, where feeding you cat food, or food not fit for human consumption, is just part of your experience. And remember, you ain't never caught a foodborne illness contaminated with bacteria, viruses, parasites, or toxins. Well, then you never served any time. Boom, boom, boom. Ooh, ooh. The American penal system doesn't give a rat's ass, but They sure have served a bunch, because to the American penal system, botulism is a sauce, and salmonella is an all-purpose seasoning. Just think of it as prison MSG. So come on down, inmate 54867, and let's play America's favorite game, what mysterious and deadly food-borne illness is the prison feeding you today? Prison food is responsible for 7% of all food-borne illness outbreak-related cases that occur in the United States of America. That's 7%. And yet, the 2.2 million incarcerated American inmates make up way less than 1% of the total population in the United States of America. Seriously, you think about that, you do the math, it's not possible. Don't get me wrong. I understand why prison food isn't particularly delicious. I understand. It's prison. It's not the Ritz-Carlton. And private companies have a fiduciary duty to pursue profits on behalf of their investors. I get it. And profits are all that matters. I get it. And because of that mentality, profit over people, or hard cash over humanity, these private companies, well, they cut costs big time. And those dramatically cut food costs, they always come at the detriment of the inmates and the overall health and lifespan of every single inmate incarcerated in prison. The cheaper and cheaper and cheaper the American penal system can feed the inmates, well, the more money that's left over to line the pockets of the people running the prison. It's despicable. It's classic Bugs Bunny math, though, and it works like this. Here's one for you and one for the prison. And here's two for you. And one, two for the prison. And here's three for you. And one, two, three for the prison. Ooh, ooh. To be polite, prison food quality hovers somewhere between, say, dying alley cat and plague-infected sewer rat. The food quality is so unfit for human consumption that Warden Food Poisoning himself looked at Mickey Mouse and he said, "You dirty rat." Ooh, ooh. Prison food should be recalled across the board in all 50 states, forthwith, straight away, and as fast as humanly possible. Prison food is, in five words, cruel and unusual, edible, punishment. And the last time I checked, that violates the Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution. It's a complete and total violation of one's basic constitutional rights to be feeding the inmates food not fit for human consumption. Now, the traditional remedy for a constitutional tort violation is monetary damages. And what that means is money, 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 money. Ooh, ooh. The American penal system is responsible for knowingly creating a massive culinary epidemic. And it's everywhere. It's in all 50 states, and it's completely out of control. And it's running wild, brother. So somebody call in Roddy Piper. No, wait. Somebody call in a cop No. Somebody call in the CDC. Meanwhile, despite spending far more on incarcerated inmate food than any other nation on this planet, or let me rephrase this another way, $986.70 per inmate per year. $986.70 per year to feed someone. Now, I'm not certain if we're actually talking about goldfish or we're talking about actual people, because I know a few prison wardens that spend more on food each year for their gerbils, let alone their house cats. The United States penal system scores incredibly low. How incredibly low? Like Turkish prison low. And believe me, that's not good. On the food that they serve to the inmates, mostly because it's not really people food. And the United States penal system scores super duper low, like off the charts kind of low, on all the other health measures that are related to the food they serve, starting with preventable hospital admissions, life expectancy, and suicide. Huh? What? Yep. And that, my edible friends, is the good news. The bad news is that's American prison food in a nutshell. No, wait. This is American prison food in a nutshell. Huh? What? Oh, we're live? Hi, Morse Coctosin, Channel 15 News. Say it again, Warden Food Poisoning. For old time's sake, you must remember this. Of course we're not feeding the inmates cat food. Din din, Morris. A kiss is still a kiss. Ooh, ooh. The edible irony behind all of this is when there is talk about dramatically improving the food quality, the inmates are not asking to eat lobster and caviar three meals a day. Although, they used to, edible fact, and the inmates are not so concerned with overall taste at all. Although they used to be, another edible fact. Rather, all the inmates really want and ever ask for is food that's nutritious, like, say, an apple or a box of raisins, or at a bare minimum, food that is possibly, somehow, someday, somewhat identifiable. Ugh, what is that? I don't know. Could be dog, could be rat. Well, whatever it is, I can't eat dat. I don't know what dat is. Dat could be dog, or it could be rat. All I know is I ain't eating dat. Ooh, ooh. So, that's it. That's the conclusion of part one of prison food. Meow! But stay tuned for part two, where we answer, what in the wide, wide world of sports, Taggart, is going on with the American penal system and the not-fit-for-human-consumption kitten food that they serve to the 2.2 million inmates incarcerated in American prisons? And more importantly, I provide a simple solution to dramatically improve the quality of prison food, and it will dramatically improve the overall wellness of every inmate incarcerated in an American prison today, and all without breaking the $986.70 bank. And finally, we turn live to the scene. That's right, Hugo. I'm Billie Jean King for Channel 15 News. And I'm coming to you live where Harley Quinn has just busted the Joker out of Arkham Asylum, apparently because they were serving the inmates cat food. And quote unquote, Mr. J don't like cat food. So tune into the next edible episode for part two of American Prison Food Meow. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening, and to all my fans out there in Dublin, Ireland. God, I would kill for a Guinness right now. And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer anywhere on this planet, the man, the myth, the legend, Goyo over at J.O. Organics in Escondido, California. And believe me, if you live in Los Angeles, Orange County, or San Diego, and you are lucky enough to get a box of edible electricity from Goyo, then you are about the happiest person in the world. And I promise you, give him a call right now, email him, and make sure that you can get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 boxes of edible electricity every 2 weeks, because Goyo and JR Organics are the best. And I've been getting all your emails and your comments, and thank you, and don't stop writing me over at info@edibleHonesty.com. And if you are incarcerated right now and you just heard this podcast, then give me an email, tell me how the food is, and let's see what we can get solved together. And no, I am not signed by any media outlet yet. And History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, and whoever else, I am available. So get in contact with me. And let's work out a deal, and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next edible episode. For more Edible Honesty, same edible time, same edible station.